It's 12:30, and it's the Primary Children's Radiothon on KID, News Radio 106.3 and 92.1. This hour, Sermon Service and Electric, Julie, is matching every single donation that comes in dollar for a dollar.
You can't beat that. So if all you can give is $5, it turns to 10. If you can give 10, it turns to 20. It's awesome.
And the number to call, we'll give it out in just a couple of minutes. Once again, 208-523-0228. That's 208-523-0228. And our favorite, Julie, is meeting with the patients.
So we're joined right now by the... Oh, you are so cute. His name is Ozzie Scow. He's 8 years old. We have his mom, Heidi, with us, too. But how are you, Ozzie?
Good.
Good?
Good. So you've been to Primary Children's Hospital quite a bit, haven't you?
Yeah.
Tell us why. Why do you go to Primary Children's?
Well...
Yeah, what do you have, Ozzie?
Just...
You struggle with lymphoblastic leukemia, is that right?
Nope, has T-cell ALL.
Oh, okay.
So leukemia.
Gotcha, okay. Yeah. So you have leukemia, so how often do you go to Primary Children's?
Well, now we go once a month, which...
Okay.
Yep, but we used to go quite a bit more, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's just...
That's good.
It says here you were in there for 100 days at one time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you kept track? That's a long time.
We had at least 100 days at the hospital that first year. When he was first diagnosed, he was there for 30 days.
Okay.
And then in and out of the hospital over the first year.
So how are things looking now? And either Ozzie or Mom can answer this question.
How are things now?
Good.
Are they?
Yeah, things are looking good. He was in remission after 28 days. Mm-hmm. And the treatment for T-cell ALL is 3 years long.
Okay.
So he will continue treatment until February of 2020.
Wow.
Yeah.
So do you get to go to school?
Well, for now we are doing homeschool, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Trying to get him caught up.
Good.
We missed
good.
A lot
it's probably
of school.
a little less germs when you're homeschooled too.
Absolutely. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk for just a bit about Primary Children's and the treatment that you get there. Very high quality treatment, I'm sure. And I don't know if anybody ever enjoys going to the hospital, but how do you feel when you go down to Primary Children's about once a month?
Good.
Yeah? You look forward to it?
Yeah.
Did you have things down there that you liked that were fun?
Yeah.
Tell them some of the things that you like.
There's a thing called pet therapy, which they just bring a dog into the room, and you can like feed them, pet them, and
talk to them and meet them, huh?
Yeah.
Yep, that's probably his favorite.
Yeah, it might have been my favorite too if I was there.
What other things do they have though that are amazing there?
Well, they have like a game room, which there's like all kinds of games. Like they have chess.
Yep, they have air hockey and a lot of different gaming stations set up, huh?
Yeah.
And they play bingo once a week with all of the kids that are inpatient. It's really fun. They have a lot of things there. Music therapy. Do you like music therapy?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. We hear a lot about music therapy. We actually interviewed the music therapist this morning.
Oh, awesome.
Oh.
Yes.
Yep, they're amazing.
So, Mom, I just want to ask you the last minute here for just a moment, Heidi. I would imagine when, you received the diagnosis, these are big words, T-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia, kind of scary words.
Yeah.
To you, what did it mean to know that you were taking Ozzie and he was in good hands at Primary Children's?
It's interesting. The first 5 days that he, after diagnosis, he was actually in the PICU at Primary Children's, and I felt very comfortable. You know, they are so professional there, and their nurses and staff and doctors, I mean, they know what they're doing. So for me, the experience was actually pretty calm, and I felt pretty good because I knew I knew that they were taking care of it. So their care there is incredible. They're so good with the kids and top notch. They know what they're doing. So you feel really comfortable when you go there.
Well, thank you for coming in. Thank you, Ozzie, for coming in as well.
You're welcome.
We appreciate you participating. Once again, Sermon Service and Electric, they are matching every donation, dollar for dollar, this hour, Julie.
Mm-hmm. And you can donate by calling 208-523-0228.
All right, the Primary Children's Radiothon on KID, News Radio 106.3 and 92.1.